Like when you talk about the suit, is.
I don't know. Let's see, a jacket. Well, a suit more or less a coat because it's dressy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like a sports jacket, which is not quite as dressy.
Mm-hmm.
So a jacket would be something that you wouldn't be as dressy.
Uh-huh.
As you would a coat, you know.
Any other name for pants?
Dungarees, blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Pants.
And something a man would wear if he was working out around the barn. He'd come up.
Coveralls.
Or coveralls would have
overalls.
Sleeves.
Huh? Overalls.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
He said coveralls got sleeves.
Okay. And say if you went outside without your coat and you're getting cold and you wanted it, you might say, would you run inside and
get my coat?
And what it to me?
Bring it to me.
Okay. So you say, so then he went in and he
brought it to me.
Okay. And you say, here I have what you
brought.
Hmm?
Brought your coat.
Okay. And you say, the coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what?
Fit pretty good.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them
bulge.
And you say, this shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrank.
And I hope this shirt won't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress well.
Okay. Would you say that about a man? He likes to
dress real good.
What about if a woman likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and putting on makeup and everything?
Primping up.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that about a man?
No, they just look good.
It sounds funny to say a man primps.
No, they primp.
Uh-huh.
They do.
What would you call a man who primps a lot?
Good-looking fella.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression a jelly bean?
Not for a primp, no.
What, have you heard that?
Just as a jelly bean, not as a figure of speech.
Uh-huh. I think that's kind of an old-fashioned expression or something.
Mm. I've never... if I did, I didn't take too much mind to it.
Uh-huh. Something that people used to carry coins in.
Coin purse.
And a piece of jewelry a woman would wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
And something she'd wear around her neck.
A necklace.
Or things strung up together.
Beads.
Uh-huh. You call that a what? A bead?
A string of beads.
Okay. And something men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
An umbrella.
Last thing that you put on a bed.
A blanket or a sheet.
Or the fancy cover.
Spread.
Uh-huh. What about something that people used to make?
For the bed?
Uh-huh.
Crochet work?
What did they call it?
Oh, like a quilt?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a comfort or counterpin?
Yeah. A comfort I've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly... The word quilt.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What's a comforter like?
It's sort of like a quilt, but it's I believe it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you warm, but it's lighter, mm-hmm. and you know it's not as heavy.
What about at the head of the bed? You put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
King size. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you ever hear of a bolster?
Is that that round thing? I don't know.
I think it's sort of round.
I believe it's round. If it's that round thing, I've heard of it.
Uh-huh. What did you hear it called?
That. I don't remember the name. I just know it's the round thing.
And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on the
They'd sleep on the floor.
You'd make a...
Make a bed.
Uh-huh. What would you... Any special name for a bed on the floor?
No, probably throw a mattress on the floor, just make a bed, or put them on a sleeping bag.
Did you ever hear it called a shakedown or a pallet?